Hi everyone, it's Josh here. Just wanted to let you know that the Crit Awards are coming up. They are awards for tabletop role-playing games, but also for actual plays. And it's peer nominated, which means that you as listeners to Black Armada Tales can nominate us if you'd like to. The awards are hosted on critawards.org, that's C-R-I-T awards.org. And there's lots more detail in our show notes, including a list of categories you can nominate in, the links to the nomination form, and which of the series we've put out are currently eligible. The deadline for nominations is the 31st of May. If you go through to that website, you will notice there's a date there about February 2024. That is the deadline for the content you're nominating to have been produced, not for your nomination. So don't get confused by that. The nomination period covers the whole of 2023 and parts of 2024, which means that our shows that are eligible include Last Fleet, Lovecraft Desk, and Gladiators 2050. We would really appreciate it if you nominated us for an award. There's a wide range of different categories. So whether you think that we've done an individual series that's really great, or would like to nominate one of our players or one of our characters, there's lots of options for you, and you can find more details of that in the show notes. Thanks very much for your support, and on with the show.
Welcome to Black Armada Tales, an actual play podcast. My name's Ed Tomlinson, my pronouns are he, him, and I will be your facilitator tonight with Escape from Tentacle Garden City by Willow Paulacek. And with me tonight is...
My name's Becky Anderson, my pronouns are she and her, and I will be GMing the, or facilitating the Nightwatch section. No, fuck it, I completely have a night because I got distracted.
I'm sorry, but also alphabetically, you're not the first in the alphabet anymore at this point.
Really?
Yeah, because Athena's here.
Oh, you wanted her to introduce herself. She's just come down to retrieve her tooth that came out of school today to put under her pillow, and she'd forgotten to do that.
Yeah, you got to think about the cash money.
I'm going to start that again. If you want me to go first, Ed.
Fire away.
My name is Becky Anderson. My pronouns are she and her, and I will be facilitating and looking after the Neighbourhood Watch group tonight.
My name is Josh Fox. My pronouns are he and him. I will be facilitating, but not looking after, more targeting the Women's Institute.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nick Bate. My pronouns are also he, him. I am responsible for the underage skate kids tonight.
They probably go to school as well.
They probably do.
It's me, because I've forgotten the order already. I'm Sue Elliott. My pronouns are she and her, and I will be victimising the community theatre tonight.
You should have made lots of paper shuffling noises to get your crib notes, so just to be on on point there.
It's because I didn't write my own name down. That's bastard.
Tale as old as time.
What are the odds that most of the world is going to be very, very confused about Tentacle Garden City?
What, Escape from Tentacle Garden City?
We did mention it in Session Zero, it should be fine. We didn't explain it at all.
Just to clarify, this is the British version of Escape from Tentacle City called Escape from Tentacle Garden City, because in the UK we have lots and lots of new towns with the word garden in, like Welling Garden City.
I heard they're trying to get the royal prefix as well, so it'll be Royal Tentacle Garden City.
Nice.
Fingers crossed. It's been a big campaign.
Well, they were very pleased when they got city status, so...
Yeah.
Which is a treasured thing.
Maybe we should write that British culture guide I talked about. Maybe it should just be an expansion for Tentacle City.
Yeah, called Tentacle Garden City.
To Royal Tentacle Garden City, Ed.
Yeah. They've gone for all of the things and got them, and now they've been brought down by tentacles.
Well, who are they twinned with?
Whatever tentacle is in French.
What is the French for tentacle? Tentacle. En français.
I don't know if other countries that aren't in Europe do twinning in the way that we do twinning. Like, I don't know if America does twinning, but I bet they don't do toilet twinning, which we do in this country. People have seen that, right?
C'est tentacule Le Vie de Tentacule.
Yeah, twinned with that Le Vie le Tentacle.
Tentacule Vie? Je ne sais pas.
What, you couldn't understand my thick French accent when I was speaking in French?
Non, monsieur.
Right, let's go. Whose turn is it? Sue, you're the tentacles. Let's go.
Right, okay. We are in St. Bart's Hall, which is like a little community hall. There is a stage at one end, but it's kind of an all-purpose space. And the community theatre is running through its final full rehearsal, so full technical rehearsal, full dress rehearsal. Any ideas for what play you're running at the moment?
Oh, it's going to be one we've written ourselves. Oh, is it Dennis who thinks he's writing them, or is there someone else? I can't remember.
Somebody is it, or is something writing massively overly ambitious that we could never possibly pull off? Like Hamlet.
Hunter has a script he's working on.
Is Hamlet that ambitious?
All right, Hamlet in Greek. No, okay.
The Scala. Let's make it an opera.
Wagner's Ring Cycle, adapted into a play.
It's a play about tentacles. It should have tentacles in it. It's Hamlet versus the tentacles.
No, it's At the Mountains of Madness in song form.
The musical. Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Mountains of Madness, exclamation mark. The musical.
Yeah, the musical. Because then, obviously, somebody's going to have to choreograph a penguin dance and song and dance number.
Yes. And you, the prop person, are going to have to come up with all the penguin kit.
Yes, I am. It's not good.
Not to mention a lot of boxes that have been painted black.
Yes.
The rehearsal is in full swing. So where is everyone at this moment?
I would like to be giving everybody a pep talk.
Who's who again here? Just to remind me. You're Dennis, Josh. I'm Elise Bonham Brown. Nick is Hunter Blakely. And Becky is Xantha Bentham, is that right?
Xanthi Bentham.
Xanthi. Okay. Okay, yes, you would think he's the leader. That makes sense, then, yeah.
So who's on stage? Who's acting and who's kind of behind the scenes?
Well, I'm probably mirroring to some extent what Hunter is up to at the moment. So what's Hunter doing?
Oh, I think we're both acting.
Acting, okay.
Yeah, but I wonder if... It's been so long since I read The Mountains of Madness that I don't remember anything about it. But I wonder if the scene that we're performing, whoever Hunter's playing is currently dead. So I'm sprawled out dead on the ground while this pep talk is going on.
Okay. Well, Elise is emoting extremely hard right now. She is, wailing in an empty hall. It echoes around the hall.
I think we must have updated it so that it's Wilhelmina Dyer, I've just looked up, is the main character, and you must be playing the guy who gets killed. Danforth?
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, no.
Scars, Josh, scars.
So are you in the middle of a scene, or can I give my pep talk before you start your scene?
I think the mid-scene. I'm just about to do an improvised monologue, so whatever you're ready for. Between there and this point where I do my improvised monologue that you weren't planning for.
All right, everybody. I know how much this play means to you, this vision, this amazing update of a classical work. I know how excited you all are about this, just like I am. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do. This is a pivotal scene. This is the moment. This is where it all... The eyes of the main character are opened. I want to see eyes wide. I want to see teeth. I want to see energy from all of you. Yes? And that includes you, Hunter. I want to see you really murder that death. Yeah? Don't let me down. Come on. Let's go.
I think Hunter spasms on the ground.
So, Dennis, about my monologue, are you happy for me to just fire it in there? Improvise. It's been totally improvised. She hides the flashcards behind her.
Oh, sweetheart, I thought we'd talk about this.
It's important for my character.
Yeah, well, yes. Some of that is important, I agree. But I thought we'd agreed to just slim it down just a little.
Which bits do you not like? The entire backstory of her childhood or her future ambitions to be a corporate executive? Which bit are you not happy with?
It's good stuff, Dennis.
Thank you, Hunter.
Well, let's just put that aside for a second, because what we are talking about a classical work of literature here. Yes, we are updating it, but we cannot simply throw any old thing in.
Elise, when you're doing your monologue, do you still need me to get all the props for your dream sequence?
Yes, exactly. I want to see the clouds coming in the dark crows at the time when I talk about my mother. If that can come in, I'll be happy with just talking about my mother and the backstory of my...
And do you still want the crows to have the face of your mother on them?
If you can make that look blended, yes, that'd be fabulous, yes. As long as that's all right with you, Dennis.
All right, now look, I appreciate artistic freedom as much as the next person, and...
Good.
I want you all to feel that you're able to express yourselves through this work of art that we're creating together. But maybe we could just discuss it a little more. Why don't we get the script together? We could write some of this stuff down. Yes? Semi-improvised, yes?
Semi-improvised.
Talking points for you. Yes. Semi-improvised. It's all the rage. It's what they're doing in the West End, dear.
It's what I'm doing right now.
It can't be too improvised, because I need to get the props ready for it.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine, dear. You go ahead and I'm sure we'll find a use for them.
I mean, I could just get a collection of props, then we could just change them around every evening, and then Elise could improvise based on whatever props we found that night.
Have you got the penguins? That's the most important thing. And of course,
yes,
the dry ice machine for the Shoggoth. That was very important.
Well, I haven't managed to get a dry ice machine as yet.
You haven't?
Not yet, but for opening what night, absolutely. Right now, I've just got somebody to vape really hard, and we're just going to blow it across the stage, just to give you like a sense of it, but we'll absolutely have the machine on the night itself.
Is that legal? Indoor vaping, is that?
What flavour is it? I don't want it to be smelly.
This is a workplace, I think. But
I thought there were different rules for theatre.
I'm not sure.
No, I think there are. I think you can even kill somebody on stage, and as long as it's part of the play, it's okay. Isn't it? I'm sure I read that once.
I'm not sure that's correct.
I'm losing my motivation right now. Can we get back to the scene, please? I don't need to be talking about vapes. The Hunter is there. He's still, and I am feeling emotional, and I'm ready for the scene again. And my shortened monologue.
Sorry. Can I just get, hair, makeup? Am I good?
You look smart. Absolutely wonderful.
You look beautiful, darling. Absolutely perfection. The artfully arranged intestines are just exactly... Mwah.
Yeah, I kiss two of my fingers and then just pat you on the cheek and wink at you.
And action!
So, as soon as you say action, all of the stage lights start to flicker and dim, and then they just go back to normal again.
That's good, that's really...
There's a bit of a buzzing sound as they do this.
Elise looks accusingly at Xanthi at this point.
Yeah, good job. Good job, Xanthi. Well done.
Is that part of the scene? You didn't tell me about the lights. I don't want the lights upstaging my performance.
No, it's not part of the scene. Let me just go and check everything's okay.
Elise, that was perfect. We could have...
During my monologue?
But you're going to do it again.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yes.
I mean, I didn't do it, but... I could do it again.
Well, it had an air of the Northern Lights.
Yes, yes.
At this point, all of the lights just switch off, except for the emergency exit, which is, it has to be there. It's a community hall.
Which ruins all atmosphere of all these plays.
At the back of the room, there's just the glow of the emergency exit.
Xanthi, that's perfect. If you could just get that emergency light off.
It's nice and green, though, wouldn't you say?
It's too dark. I can't see anything. She sort of fumbles towards Hunter.
All right, yes, you've got a point. More emergency light, I think. More.
Just beyond the seating, you can see some kind of silhouette. It almost looks like there's someone sort of sat back there watching the rehearsal.
Is that press? It's too early for press. You there. I hope you've not got a recording device. There are rules.
Hey, yes, who is that back there? Come on. Is that you, Malcolm? I told you. You've done your audition, and I'm afraid you just weren't good enough. Next time, darling, next time.
Look, everyone, it's very cold down here. Can we just... I'm getting cold. Can we get on with the... Elisa's got to...
I do my monologue. Exactly. But I'm not going to do it in front of Riff Raff Ahoy Polloi unless it's paid for a ticket.
Dennis, do you want me to go and sort out what's going on?
Yes, please, Anthea. Would you please go and deal with that, aren't we? We need to get started with the rehearsal.
Could you... Space heater or something while you're there?
Yes, Hunter's beautiful bottom is getting cold.
I'll see if it's been recently pat tested.
What, Hunter's bottom?
No, the space heater.
You see another figure just in another place in this eating.
Xanthi is the sort of woman that scurries places. And so she will scurry over to the first figure and say, excuse me, this is a private rehearsal. We have got it booked until 6. I know that the ping pong club wanted to have it earlier, but we have it booked until 6.
And taekwondo's not till Tuesday.
No, it's been cancelled this Tuesday.
Oh.
The teacher's thrown a disc.
Now that you're a bit closer, you see that it's kind of not quite as human-shaped as you thought it was.
Does it look like a pile of coats, by any chance?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. That's the glow from the emergency exit kind of highlights a kind of glistening kind of surface as well. It's a bit
weird. I think it's some rubbish left over from the scouts this afternoon. I don't know why I didn't notice it. I'm going to give it a prod with my toe.
Well, just move it, Santhi. Just move it.
But it's not a person. It's not press.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Great. Action.
Well, if it's not a person, what is it?
Well, I can't tell exactly.
Poke it.
Hang on. I'm poking it with my toe.
I don't think that's what I meant.
A couple of the coats fall away, and whatever this is, it is not... It's not rubbish. It's not a human. But it doesn't like being poked.
What does it do to me?
It lurches towards you and latches onto your foot.
I am going to try and run back to the others, but because it is latched onto my foot, I'll probably just fall face first and give a yelp. Help!
So here's my proposal for scene goal. We need to find something to hit the thing with.
I think we need to discover what our motivation is first.
Well, that's my motivation.
Something's got my ankle!
Surely we must have loads of things we could hit it with.
Quick!
Did we really?
Dennis, hit it with something then.
Hit it with your ready wit.
I think we'll be waiting a long time for that.
What are you talking about? I thought it was just a pile of coats.
No, I don't think so. I can't get away.
Are you messing around, Xanthi?
Not at the dress rehearsal, I wouldn't.
I think Hunter jumps up at this moment.
Hunter! Hunter's here! Hunter, darling, what do you think of this situation? Have a look with your handsome eyes.
I think Hunter jumps up when nobody's taking any action. And what's the most expensive thing that's sitting near me? Is it like a spotlight or like something that we rented from somewhere that we definitely can't afford to break?
Oh, it's for sure like the spotlight that you've borrowed off one of the larger theatres in town that you said that you promised you would take really good care of.
I'm assuming it's perched on the end of a pole, and so I think maybe Hunter jumps up and grabs the pole and leaps off the stage and runs out there and smashes the spotlight into whatever's behind Xanthi.
Hunter, darling, your fake blood is starting to run.
Bit busy, Dennis.
Are we taking back the streets at this point?
I mean, it sounds like it.
We are, aren't we? I
think so.
We're taking the no-value option.
So, taking back the streets, has anyone got any equipment they want to use?
Yeah, I'm going to, once I realise that there's anything real going on, I will get my director's chair. My folding director's chair is perfect for use as a weapon, I think. You just fold it up and then smack him with it.
I bet it hasn't been the first time either.
No.
No. I've never used it against a non-human before.
Yeah, most of the actors recoil at the sight of the director's chair being lifted up by Dennis.
I am going to spend a point of stress instead. Can you just remind me how many dice I'm rolling?
So you get one plus your stress, so you get two for stress. Yeah, so you get two dice. Yep. Equipment just means one dice plus one.
Plus one, yeah. So I'm going to spend a point of stress. I don't think we're spending enough stress. I think that's why somebody died in the last scene.
You may be right.
I'm going to spend point of stress too.
Do it.
What?
Wow, it's heavy.
I'm just going to rest on my attractiveness to break any ties later on in the game.
Dennis is definitely not getting stressed. It's all fine.
So we all roll the dice. Then we have a total. Six. Then Sue, you roll 5 dice plus the global threat level, which is 1, plus the local threat level, which is 0.
Oh, so it's so.
Is it 4 dice plus 1 or? One for each player.
4 dice plus one. Five dice total, isn't it?
Five dice plus one.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Let me... Oh, don't. You always make me look up things that I think I know and then I question my...
Sorry.
I doubt myself.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Nick, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but it's all on you.
It is all on you.
I rolled an 8.
1d6 for each active survivor and adds the roll to the threat level.
So I'm rolling 5 dice at the moment.
5, yeah.
Yeah. What did you get, Nick?
I got an 8.
What?
Oh, so it's 22.
Oh, use the throw.
22. Oh, historically, that's been an okay number.
Oh, 16. Rubbish.
We've taken back the streets. What does that actually do, though?
It does nothing at the moment. It reduces the local threat level by 1.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It means I don't die. I'm quite
pleased.
Yeah,
it keeps
us
alive. Yeah. Also...
Yeah.
There is an action we can take as a group in subsequent scenes to get back stress.
What happens now?
If survivors are higher, they achieve their scene goal. If cynicals are higher, survivors blah, if cynicals blah, if it's tight, yeah, so it's fine. We're all good. We reduce the local threat level by 1.
Goodness me. So it's still on 0?
Yes.
No, it's goes to -1.
No. You can't have minus tentacles. That's ridiculous.
I think we should end the scene on an image of us all lashing out with various ill-chosen objects, like in a circle around this tentacly mass.
Yes, like a parasol.
I like the idea of Dennis kind of holding back and seeing these, you know, everyone else kind of wailing on these tentacles, and he's just transfixed by the poetry of movement that's happening. It's so vibrant.
Yes, I think he does that thing with his hands. Right? Yeah.
Frame the shot.
Just furiously making notes in his journal for future productions.
I just want to point out that if either Becky or I had not spent a point of stress in that last round, somebody would have died, I think.
Would have died.
Both of our second dice rolls were 6s.
We're the best.
That's good. But like, come the vote, I'm sure I'm fine anyway. So do your worst. He said, garnering for votes. Okay, global threat level goes up by 1.
So it's now 2.
It is now 2.
Is there any way to lower the global threat level? I presume not.
No.
Only local.
Only local threat level, which we're doing a great job of. So, where did we leave the stranded aliens? In a park? In the miniature park area, wasn't it?
Yes.
The miniature village.
Yes.
Tentacle Garden, Tentacle Garden City.
Model City and
Crazy Golf Course.
Crazy Golf Course and Pleasure Gardens.
And what did we say the tentacle threat was there?
It hasn't gone up anywhere except later skaters.
Yeah, so there were some tentacle presence in the bingo, on the roof of the bingo hall one there, which meant that you evacuated down into the garden. And last time we saw you, you were standing in the duck pond? Is that right?
That does sound familiar.
Near the duck house. So, an overly officious park attendant shakes his pointy litter collecting stick at you and says, "Oh, you can't stop disturbing the ducks. We had a fella in there a couple of months ago disturbing the ducks. I had to call the police on him too. Come on, out you go. What is this? Some sort of internet phenomenon?"
I think that Teak wanders over with wide eyes to this newcomer and says, "Hello. Are you local?"
"Yeah, I work here. What, you need to get out of the pond, mate. You can't just come up to me all soaking wet like that."
They put their hand on his shoulder and says, "Please be well. You can come and join us in the pond if you wish."
"Right, that's it. I'm calling the police. What are you, some sort of flash mob?"
"A flash mob?
I don't like the sound of this."
Splish, splosh.
We can't have him calling for reinforcements. We've seen what the fauna is like in this place.
It does seem very agitated.
Maybe I should take him out.
But he seems so nice.
Are you having this conversation in front of...
Yes.
I'm right here. I'm going to call... Right, that's it. I'm calling the police. You're obviously maniacs. The weather's gone weird, and so are the people.
I think Malta doubles over and screams as if they're having a horrible, horrible vision.
Malthazar? Are you okay? Are you all right?
The ducks all fly off from the pond as you scream, an unholy scream.
Are you falling over in the pond?
I'm just doubling over. I don't get wet. I'm floating above the water.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot about that.
Malthazar, we're vulnerable right now. Make this quick.
It's Malta.
Whatever.
Is Malthazar the name of a character from the actual movie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like we should call him just Malthazar now.
I'm seeing flashing lights. I'm hearing loud noises. It's terrifying.
Is there anything more specific?
What more do you need?
Location?
Here.
Are you all still standing in the duck pond, yeah?
I certainly am.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Except for Malta.
Well, yeah, I'm floating above the duck pond.
Yeah. Okay, people are... Yeah, there's dog walkers, nod to previous Tentacle City, are all standing and sort of pointing at you.
We need to find supplies to repair our ship. Perhaps these locals know where we can look.
Okay, I think you see a rippling, watery movements in the water.
I see movement in the water.
We all see movement in the water, Malta.
No. Oh.
That's just your eyes.
Look at them weirdos. They're disturbing the fish. They've upset the ducks. Hope the police come. They're a disgrace. Get your phone out.
We really do seem to be drawing a lot of attention. Maybe we should be going somewhere less populated.
Or maybe we should get out of the water.
I'm also happy with that idea.
I feel like we're a tactical disadvantage anyway. I can't see my feet. I'm not sure I can feel them anymore.
I've just realised the only place we can go that isn't back to the bingo hall is Later Skaters.
Unless we get to a car or a vehicle.
It's the only connection, I think.
Oh, is it the only connection?
I don't know whether how you encounter other groups.
But you can be in the same location and not encounter each other, presumably.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to play it. Until I've read, there's probably something in there. There's probably a paragraph somewhere in that book that says that. Okay. So do you want to establish a scene goal at this point? Just because we had such a good time with the community theatre.
Did we establish a scene goal for the community theatre? Like, I don't really feel like we needed to.
We were taking back the streets.
Taking back the streets.
Yeah.
So we've got chill, loot, take back the streets or travel. We're clearly not taking back the streets.
Yeah, or throw down, obviously.
I think we're looting, aren't we, to try and get materials to mend our ship.
From the golf course?
Well, I'm not the one who brought us to the golf course.
The miniature, there might be something miniature thing.
Yeah, miniature.
Railway. Village. Engine.
Yeah, all right. Okay, that makes sense to me now that you said that. We'll start trying to ransack the golf course.
And the miniature train. £3.50.
So we'll get out of the duck pond and just start demolishing the miniature village.
When the police arrive, we're going to end up in a toe-to-toe battle with the police.
Yeah, so I think you're probably in the distance you hear a police... Well, what you wouldn't recognise, to anyone else recognises as a police siren, but you just hear like, woo, woo.
You're right, Malta. Loud noises. How did you know?
Well, I'm a precog. This is my job.
Yeah, everyone's dripping all over all the miniature railway.
I hope it's not electric.
No, it's probably a little bit electric. It's just tiny sheep being crushed underfoot.
So do we need to make a loot roll or something?
Yeah, roll a loot roll. If you look carefully, some of the trains have little tentacles that may be familiar to the reigning ones hanging out of the train carriages.
If we fail even a loot roll, somebody cocks it, is that right?
Only if you fail by a big number.
Can you define big for me?
Five.
Five. That doesn't feel very big.
Well, hang on. If you fail by less than five, what happens? You just get nothing.
Get a slap on the wrists.
If you fail, you don't get the thing that you want. you increase the local threat level by one. That's it.
Oh, we must have really messed up at later skaters then.
Yeah, I think you did. Mm. Yep. By you, I mean you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to use my tricorder and my sonic screwdriver and mark a point of stress here.
I think you can only use one piece of equipment.
Then I will use my tricorder.
Why have I got green crystal?
Because you're an alien.
All the crazy golf course bits I'm scanning go willy-wee, willy-wee, willy-wee.
I'm going to use Glamp. So I'm basically holding up random bits that I've torn off of the golf course, just holding it in front of my face, not saying anything.
No,
and
it's not
discarding
that.
It.
That's shit.
I'm going to spend a point of stress. Stress is for spending, as far as I'm concerned.
You've got to have some left for later.
It's worth pointing out, though, on a draw, the person that's consumed the most stress dies in the vote.
Yeah, but other people have got way more.
What? Oh, in a draw?
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm not here to survive, Ed.
The secret to that is just not rolling badly in the first place, and you do that by spending stress.
Until you run out of stress.
Right, let's do this. Let's kick this pig. I'm rolling my dice.
Okay.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled quite badly.
Not as badly as Zoo.
No, what?
Okay, are you totalising it? Because I'm not going to do that.
16.
Wow.
What about Nick? Is that including Nick?
Yeah, that's including Nick. Jesus.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
Isn't it 15? Can I not do maths?
Both of those things could be true.
You're an extra physicist. You're probably the only one of us that can do maths.
What was it, 16?
6 plus 5 plus 2 plus 3 is definitely not 15.
Yeah, it's me. I'm bad at maths.
What's your job again?
Maths.
Asking somebody else to do maths.
King of the maths.
Yeah, he's a senior guy now. Oh, he doesn't have to do any maths anymore.
Senior maths guy, which means never doing any maths ever again. Just talking
maths
game.
The only maths he has to do is adding up the number of tasks he's given to other people.
Then finding out who's one short and getting very confused.
All right, do you want me to roll? I don't know what your total is.
Total is 16. Sorry, I ever doubted you, Sue.
6 dice.
Ooh,
25.
That's unlikely.
That's a comprehensive victory there.
That's good. It's hurting.
So that's up over 5. So local threat level goes up by 1 and...
Yes.
You have to vote Death by Tentacles. Everyone should write a name down of one survivor. And remember, it's mean to kill all of Josh's characters.
Who died last time? Was it Josh that died last time?
Josh died last time.
It was.
I'm ready.
Not to spoil anything, but can you vote for yourself?
I think so.
Yeah, I guess you can. It doesn't say you can't. Ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Tie.
Oh, it's a tie.
Tie. For the tape, we should explain what the tie is because nobody listening will be able to see all of the simultaneous Slack messages.
The tie is between Maltar, which is Nick's character, and Jaffe, which is Sue's character. Correct?
Yes.
So have either of you got attractive?
No.
No.
In which case, it comes down to stress. Second tiebreaker, in case all characters involved were either attractive or not attractive, you're both not attractive, just saying. So you roll a d6 for each character and add their current remaining stress. Lowest roll dies.
Oh, your remaining stress.
You've both got 2. Oh no, Jaffe's got 3.
So 1d6 plus 3.
And 1d6 plus 2.
So 8.
Yep, my total's 8. Oof.
Oh man, see?
God, I'm rolling terribly this evening.
Would you like to describe your death while I raise the threat level and put a little skull on your character?
What happens to Glamp as well? We want to know about Glamp.
Oh yeah, because you're loved, so Glamp can survive.
Oh, you could sacrifice your loved one, or Glamp. You could become Glamp and presumably attach yourself to somebody else as a symbiote.
Oh.
Those are choices that you can have.
Would that... I mean, does that break the game? Or I suppose I'd just be an NPC, wouldn't I?
No, if you, no, so,
no.
Loved ones. If you would die and you have a loved one, you have two options. Either your loved one dies instead and you need to wait their death, or you die and you can continue playing as your loved one.
Okay.
Loved ones start with one item, no positive attribute, and one negative attribute. Loved ones cannot later gain loved ones.
Oh, well, let's do that then. So Jaffe is, without realising it, wandering further away from the group, holding up bits of detritus, flinging it away or putting it in their little away bag. And they're moving closer and closer to the classic windmill.
Hmm.
Yay.
It's a classic.
It's a classic for a reason.
They wedge the propeller so that it stops turning, and then just have a good old rummage in the little hole. Just stick their arm right into there. And then suddenly there's a lurch and something grabs hold. For a second, the entire windmill leans over and something monstrous kind of flops out, engulfs Jaffe, and then the windmill snaps shut again and the propeller starts going round again, and it's like it's suddenly eerily quiet, and then there's a weird kind of like wheezing, squelching sound, and some kind of thing is expelled from the hole at high velocity.
Like it was tasty disgusting.
It crawls its way to the group. Who's going to pick it up?
Artex is definitely not going to pick that thing up.
What is it?
I think you know what it is. So this is the parasite. So the parasite has crawled. Has obviously not agreed with the tentacle and has.
Oh, Teak will do it. Teak, probably Teak maybe doesn't know what it is. It's just like scanning it to determine whether it's equipment.
What does Glump look like when it's attached to people? Is it like a grotesque sort of pulsating?
I don't think anyone knows. It just disappears up your sleeve.
God, you said your sleeve.
You feel something in the small of your back and that's it.
You know that scene in Red Dwarf where the polymorph turns into a kebab?
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining.
A pair of underpants. Turns into a pair of underpants that gets tighter and tighter and tighter.
This is a kebab I was thinking about. The underpants, that's a red herring, I assume.
Well, so that it shoots up his sleeve, doesn't it? And then it becomes a pair of underpants. Isn't that what happens immediately afterwards?
Yeah, but I didn't roll my imagining forward to that part of the scene. I restricted it to the bit where it was a kebab.
You just got stuck on kebab. You hungry, Josh?
No, just a little brown wriggly thing.
So if you just want to create a loved one sticky note with one item and one negative trait.
Can your item be another loved one? Loved ones all the way down?
No, you can't love one a loved one. He said this rule has specifically been written for Josh because we know that he's going to try and game this system. Wow, people are very organised. Somebody's already put the local threat level up. Right. And that's my scene.
Maybe, I'm sorry to retcon this. I'm wondering if, like, is it okay if, like, Glump is within another character as a loved one? Or should I just have, you know,
I think it makes perfect
hijacked
sense.
A perfect. Random human? Okay, that's
what no, I think it's brilliant.
Like, it makes no difference to anything. It's not like the mechanics are, like, going to intervene and make it difficult.
I could end up playing a dog in a bit, so don't worry about it.
And no stress, just an item and a negative attribute.
What I want is for Glamp to end up joining with the dog. Because obviously if I die, if Teak dies, then Glamp will have to find another host.
Well, if they meet up with the Neighbourhood Watch, then Glamp can glom onto the baby.
Of course.
The baby is an NPC. So while that is possible, it would be a shame because the NPC... Well, I suppose the NPC can die. Anything can happen. Screw it. Maybe the baby dies and Glamp ends up in the pram.
Oh, no, I know who I want Glamp to end up in. I want Glamp to end up in Joan Cray.
Joan Cray would not. She'd probably buy its grotesque. She'd just be covered in green goo.
Yeah.
She wouldn't tolerate that.
No.
She's lived on her own for 25 years. She's not going to have a symbiote now.
Thanks for listening to Black Armada Tales. We've been playing Escape from Tentacle City by Willow Polacek. You can find links to Escape from Tentacle City and to our stuff in the show notes. We also have a Discord, and we'd love it if you came out and hung out with us there. You can find the link to that also in the show notes. Finally, don't forget, we love your nomination for the Crit Awards. Deadline for that, 31st of May, so please get your nominations in as quick as you can. See you next time.
Alright, let's talk about some snacks. I've just had a snack. Let's get on to Black Armada Tastes. I've just had a strawberry sundae flavour Rice Krispie square.
That sounds headache-inducingly sweet.
Ugh, those look vile.
I didn't even know they made those anymore.
There's a special. It's special, Sue. Oh, well, you mean the basic version? They definitely still make squares. Just, everybody loves a Rice Krispie square. Oh, man.
I thought they just kind of drifted away because you just don't... Well, no, I mean, if you don't have kids, you don't get the
caramel
good stuff.
Flavor, but they're delicious.
Yeah,
I'd eat them even if I didn't have children. And they're doing a special US inspired strawberry sundae version.
Ultra sweet, full of salt, extra salt.
Makes my jaw ache.
I went into a shop the other day, and they were selling American versions of drinks. So, like, I bought myself an American Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that kind of shocked me. The British Dr. Pepper, a 500ml bottle, is 90 calories, which is pretty low, actually. Mm. It's not their zero version.
It's
that's just their basic
full of
version.
Caffeine, though.
Oh, I know. A can of American Dr. Pepper, which is about 360 mils, had pretty much 360 calories in it. Like, and I was just like, what?
It's easy to remember that way.
What the heck? It was quite... Like, and I chased it and I could not believe how sweet it was. And I was just like, I didn't realise it was possible to pump the sugary drinks that we have in the UK. I didn't believe it was possible to pump them with more sugar. But it turns out that is fully possible and a thing that America is excellent at.
So when you open the can and depressurise it, does the sugar start to crystallise on the side of the can? There's that much in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to sort of pressurise it and
like
inject
syrup.
This.
Yeah.
It turns from a vapour under pressure into basically just a solid can of sugar a second you open it. That's exactly
imagine the science that's going into that. Like, yes. Come on, we need to find a way to inject more
as
sugar into
sugar
this drink.
As much sugar as possible.
How can you load up even more calories and sugar into the same volume of liquid? Like, what are you replacing in order to do that? It's got the same texture. It's not coming out like in syrup.
Mm.
But it should be.
Mm. I'll try it now.
Yeah.
Did you manage the whole can or did you just back away slowly?
Oh, I drank three over the course of 3 days while we played Pandemic Legacy Season 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, I needed to be extra sharp. Extra sharp for Pandemic Legacy Season 2.
Epic sugar crash after Pandemic Legacy Season 2.
Yeah.
Have we had a conversation? Speaking of squares, have we had a conversation on the pod about Ritter Sport in
that,
Germany?
About what? What sport?
Ritter Sport. You know the square chocolate.
Oh, Ritter Sport.
Yeah.
That's never come up. I don't.
It's
think.
Never come up.
I don't think it's ever come up.
What's this word?
Ritter.
Ritter.
Sport. Ritter Sport.
Ritter Sport. It's like a German chocolate bar with wafers in it. It's got wafers.
I thought
in
he was
it.
Talking about British sport, and I'm pretty sure we have covered cricket. So.
Yeah, I was like, why isn't he pronouncing the but in British?
What's yeah. So this chocolate, it's square chocolate, square bars of chocolate. And the German slogan for this chocolate is my favourite thing about it. It says it on the label. It says, apologies to any German listeners, quadratisch, praktisch, gut.
I've got the last one.
So the advertising slogan is square, practical, good. Germans, hey.
Why is square practical, though? Is that practical?
It's practical from a manufacturing standpoint.
Fits in your pocket better, maybe?
Better than the Kit Kat?
Does it, though? Do you want chocolate in your pocket?
It's a very pleasing size. It is a really satisfying kind of amount of chocolate.
How are we going to sell chocolate? I know. We'll tell them it's practical.
And good.
And good. Yeah, and good.
Make sure you say it's good.
Yeah, you can't argue with good, can you? But I mean, you probably could argue with it, but there's definitely a good thing to be good.
Yeah. And it implies that other chocolate tastes like shit. So, you know.
That rectangular garbage.
Oh, God. It's like political slogans, isn't it? Forward, not back.
Yeah. Have we seen the political... We're going into politics again. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, we shouldn't. We shouldn't.
You just said politics. Just don't do that.
Politics is awful, everyone.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about politics. I'm too busy having a good time.